And boom, it is a bonus pod time for Fat to Fit or Else. I am the Stretch Ari, and you may hear Ice chewing on his rubber toy right behind my head and destroying my bed. Got my bed so muddy. I just looked up and my bed was so muddy. He is a jackass. Here's what happened. So he has one toy that he only gets at the dog park, and it's a ball with a handle on it so that I can get it back because he's such an a-hole. In fact, he bit the shit out of me this week playing tug-of-war with me at the park trying to not give it back, and he tried to get a better grip and bit my hand and made my thumb bleed. So was not intentional, and he wasn't being mean. He was just playing. So that is what happens with the iceberg as we are homeless. His joy in life is to go to the dog park, and we go every night. And he runs until he gets tired, and then we come home and he goes to bed. Well, it's rained for the last two nights. The dog park is dirt. That means the dog park, which is also kind of sloped, and water accumulates at the bottom, turns into a giant mud bowl. Ice is solid white and an asshole, so he cannot go to the dog park until it dries out. So it's going to be a few days. So he's been walking in the rain the last two nights, which he does not like. And tonight he was rambunctious, and I was like, you know what? He loves that. He sees that ball. When I get his leash, he comes running in. I hang it on a hanger hook on the closet here in the bedroom, and he runs in and he tries to get it before we leave the house every time because he wants to play with that ball. He loves that ball. So tonight I felt so bad for him because he hasn't got to play in 2 days that I just gave him the ball, and he's now been chewing on it. The only thing is, the handle on it is covered in mud because he slobbers all over it, and he literally just got mud and shit all over my bed from chewing on it because he was sitting here as I was setting up the podcast, and then I looked up, and my bed is filthy dirty, and Ice is an asshole. So I kicked him out of my bed. He's now in his bed, and he is still chewing on it, chewing on it. If I grab it, you'll hear him growl because he doesn't ever want to give it up. I have to give him food to get the ball away from him. That's what I do every night. It's fun. That is where I'm at. In other Ice news, my wife is desperately trying to get rid of Ice, calling people, seeing if people will take Ice. And I'm like, we're not getting rid of my dog. Like, I will not move in with you in the apartment if I have to get rid of my dog. I'm not getting rid of my dog. And honest to God, this dog, he's damaged goods. And I've come a long way with him in a short time. And I think if I got rid of this dog, if I gave this dog away, he would be so heartbroken, he would be ruined. I don't think he could recover. Like, I honestly don't. He's got issues. And he's a sweet dog. And he's been my only friend ever since the fire. It's been weird. He's been the best, most loving companion you could have during all this, because I'm not with my family. I'm here with my parents, but my dog has been the guy that's been there every second of it, and I'm not getting rid of my dog. So my wife's desperately trying to get rid of my dog, calling people, asking them if they want my dog, calling rescues, asking them if they want my dog. And we've, needless to say, have had some blowouts on the phone here the last couple days. So I don't know. I'm not happy. I'm so annoyed. I was like, not going to do the podcast. And then I'm like, it's Friday. I have to do a bonus pod. So I'm going to power through and just do what I can. But that's where I am right now. I see why after disasters and things like that, people get divorced. I seriously do. I totally understand this. It's like, I could just cut bait and reset my life and not wait five fucking years. I'm not a snobby person. I never wanted to live in the Palisades. I'm grateful I did. It was a beautiful, wonderful, safe place for the last 23 years. But it's not worth putting my life on hold for 5 years, getting rid of all of my dogs, and sitting in an apartment so that we can go back to a house in 5 years. I would flip the freaking house and be gone and move somewhere else, call it a day. My wife will never do that. And we are at some serious odds. Let's just say that. My daughter's on spring break this week. And she is out of town with one of her friends. And Hopefully they're having fun so she doesn't have to put up with her mother. I really don't want to put up with her mother either, but hey, it is what it is. My friends that know me from the old radio days, let me tell you what is happening. So we know from, if you guys know or not, there was two major companies that bought up all of the radio stations in America. Like something like 80-something percent of the radio stations in America were owned by two companies. Clear Channel, which became iHeart, and CBS, which was Viacom, CBS, then eventually is now a company called Odyssey. They're all the same companies. They just change names and move on and different whatever. All right, iHeart's been filed bankruptcy I don't know how many times. iHeart shut down entire markets this year. They literally shut down entire markets. Like, Riverside does not exist anymore. They close the radio station down there. They keep the transmitter on. And they run everything out of the LA office for Riverside, and all the shows are piped in. That's it. Riverside is done. So that's K-Frog, KGGI, all those stations down in Riverside are pretty much on autopilot out of LA. And they did that all over America, and they just keep consolidating. The other big company after Odyssey and iHeart is Cumulus, and they're the guys that owned KLOS and sold it to the La Pizza Loca guy who now owns KLOS, Power, and K-Day, but that's all he owns. He owns a Spanish station too, but that's all he owns, period, in America. He doesn't own stations in every state like the others. Cumulus is the other big one, and Cumulus, a guy tried to do a hostile takeover of Cumulus, but the same guy already had the majority of stock in Odyssey. And then during the election, George Soros, everyone's favorite, what is he? He's a communist from somewhere. He is a dual citizen in America and wherever it is he is from. And he is the guy that supported all, like, backed all those DAs that wouldn't prosecute crime. That's how we ended up with Gascon, was because of George Soros. And he funds a lot of really woke liberal stuff like that. Well, recently, for $400 million during the election, George Soros bought something like 40% of Odyssey during the election. So for 40% of Odyssey, and he got it for like $200 million or $400, some very small amount, considering to give you a reference, he got half of a company that owns almost half the radio stations in America, and he got half of that company for like $200 million. And in 1999, 2000, when I worked at the Beat, it sold for $360 million, the Beat, just the Beat, 92.3, which was the Beat, sold for $360 million. That's how much radio has fallen. To where now you can own for $200 million, half the radio stations in America. So, and then this week, Cumulus shut a San Francisco radio station off. They just turned it off. They're just like, no one wants to buy it. It's not worth anything. We're just turning it off. You know, you're looking at a $30,000 a month electric bill just to run the transmitter. Plus licensing, music licenses are probably for a radio station, $25,000 a month or more, I would guess. It's crazy, crazy, crazy everything they have to pay to keep a radio station on the air, and they're making no more money. It's all streaming now. It's all streaming. That's why we've been holding on to the Big 49 and our network there, because we know we're equal to any radio station in America, because they're all going to be doing the same thing. They're all going to be streaming. They're not going to be able to hold on to their broadcast anymore. And the only reason they are is because the government has been subsidizing them because of the emergency alerts. If there's an earthquake or something like that, radio stations traditionally would still work, even though we're getting to the point where they're not even have radios in cars anymore, and it's streaming. So they got to figure out how to keep streaming on, not radio stations. And more than likely, your cell phone is your new emergency alert, even though those do go out in earthquakes and hurricanes and things like that as well. So they got some explaining to do and getting that stuff figured out. But it's a crazy day. And then today, Odyssey did major, major layoffs. A whole bunch of people got laid off at Odyssey. Cumulus is trying to hold off their hostile takeover, and they also are scaling back, laying off people left and right. I know SiriusXM has been laying off people left and right. They also are hemorrhaging money and are dying. So there is a lot going on in radio world. There, radio is changing before our very eyes as it becomes streaming digital only. You know, the podcasts have taken over. Speaking of podcast, here is something I don't think you would ever in a million years expect me to say, but kudos to Gavin Newsom. Not because he's doing a podcast. His podcast is going to blow and he's a douchebag and he should be fired. And I think every word out of that snake oil salesman's mouth is bullshit. And I hate that guy. And I blame him for a huge portion of why I don't have a house anymore and my problems I'm currently going through. I blame him personally. So here's where I give him kudos. He went on the Charlie Kirk podcast today, which is crazy. Charlie Kirk is a super right-wing conservative talk show host. He's the guy that's famous for going to college campuses and debating students and sitting down and letting them line up and just hurl hate at him because he's a conservative and many college campuses won't even let a conservative voice on. They consider them hate speech because it's a different view than theirs. Because apparently fascism is only fascism if it's being hurled at Donald Trump. It isn't someone else who is trying to silence another opinion, because that's what they do on college campuses. They silence right-wing voices. And Charlie Kirk goes there, sits down, and will debate students left and right on every topic and go toe-to-toe with them. And he's a very impressive young man. He had Gavin Newsom on, and he ripped Gavin Newsom. He also got Gavin Newsom to admit that it's not fair that men play in women's sports. It's like, wait a minute. There hasn't been one Democrat break from that party line at all as they've addressed this issue over and over, and yet he got him to admit it. We'll see how this fares for Gavin Newsom. I don't imagine his fan base, if he has any fan base left in California, will be happy that he did that. So he also admitted that the Democrats are getting owned by podcasts, that the long-form podcasts are the way of the future, and if they get a two-minute slot on CNN, no one's watching it. It was crazy, the crap Gavin News. I don't think he meant to. But I'll give him this. He had the nuts to sit down with Charlie Kirk, who is a known assassin. He really is, as far as picking people apart and shredding people of the opposite views from him. And I knew someone on there and did it. So if you want to check that, I'm sure you're seeing it all over social media, because I saw it everywhere today on X. I saw it on Instagram. I saw it on everyone I followed were putting up clips of that interview with Charlie Kirk and Gavin Newsom. So the dude's got nuts. He'll go toe to toe with you. He'll lie to your face and tell you one thing and mean another. Oh God, I'm coughing. Let me get some iced tea. Get my iced tea going. Thank God tomorrow is Friday. Oh man. It is Lent. If you are Catholic, it is Friday. You cannot have meat. Remember that. I usually remember halfway through a cheeseburger at lunchtime on a Friday. I go, damn, it's Lent. And that's when I stop eating my meat. But I went to the store on the way home, deliberately getting ready, and I bought some like fish sticks and crap like that I can eat in the house on a Friday. Fish sticks and some shrimp and some soup, some tomato soup. It's weird. I don't like tomatoes, but I like ketchup and I love tomato bisque. Very weird. Very, very weird. Ice dropped his toy behind me and he is now poking me in the back with his head because he's trying to get his head down between me and his bed to get to the toy that he dropped. I don't know how he dropped it. He is very protective of that toy, but now he is pissed and he is ramming me with his head. Because have I mentioned ice is an ice hole? A giant ice hole. I know that next week it's going to rain again here in Los Angeles. And if you are here in Los Angeles and it rains, good luck getting anywhere. People are idiots and they cannot drive. It's like, it may as well be a snow day when it rains here because people suck at driving so bad. Oh, it's been brutal. And then I had to get home on Wednesday. I had to go to Ash Wednesday Mass, and it was at 6 o'clock, and it takes me an hour to get home. And of course, UPS, who also suck giant donkey balls, were late getting out. So I got out after 5, so I didn't get home until after 6, and then didn't get to church till I was a little late. And I hate being late for church. It makes me very annoyed. I don't like to be disrespectful to God and to Jesus. I like to show up on time. But that is what happened on Wednesday. And then I walked around with my ashes on for a very short time, because after that I came home, walked the dog in the rain, and then went to bed. And that was my hot throbbing Wednesday night. What's going on with the fire and the bullshit? It's just looking like, I heard from a contractor, and they basically say, if you don't have a contractor very soon, you're effed, because all the contractors are going to get hired. And then as soon as they have the clearance and then they get their plans approved, the contractors are going to start working, and you're going to have to wait for a contractor to get done with one or two jobs before they even start to build your house. And you're going to be hiring people from out of town. It's crazy, they say. And then the prices are going to go up as we get into the depth of thousands of rebuilds going on at once. And we're talking over 5,000 just in the Palisades. That's not including the Eden Fire, which is, you know, in the same effing city, all in Los Angeles. This is going to suck ass. I really need to just retire. Where can I go? I want to go to Utah. That's where I want to move to. I like Utah. I don't want to go to Texas. Most people go, I'm leaving, I'm going to Texas. Texas is about to be as fucked up as California, because all these idiots from California that fucked up California, they all moved to Texas. So it's a matter of, Texas is on borrowed time until it's the big shithole that California is. I hate California. God, I hate California. I hate Gavin Newsom. I hate Karen Bass. I hate California. I really would like to move. I'm going to get my dog and I'm going to move. That's what I'm going to do. Utah is what I like. I mean, Texas would be a backup, or Florida, but I don't think I could live anywhere else. And the great state of Alabama, I wouldn't want to live there either. Now, I'm just like, no. I have family there still, but I'm not going back there. Man, and I'm not a communist. I don't want to leave America ever. I want to stay in America. So it is crazy. I always think it's funny when someone says, if we lose the election, I'm leaving the country. You suck. You are a shitty American. You stay and fight. Fight for what you believe in. That's the American way. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm about to get out of here. I'm just not feeling it. My wife has me in a funk, and I am absolutely fried and stressed out. This whole fire thing is about the worst thing that could happen to you outside of losing a loved one, or it really is, you know, getting a deathly ill, you know, bad illness or something, or someone in your family getting one. I mean, outside of a really tragic human incident, this is about the worst thing that can happen to you. And it absolutely sucks. And every day sucks. You just, like, go to work, come home. Not home. You have no home because you're homeless. And it sucks. It fucking sucks, man. I did sign a petition to recall Karen Bass this week. That's out there. Fun. All right, I'm getting out of here because I got no F's to give. It's Friday, and I need to just chill and stay away from my wife. And I got to get Isis Ball before he freaks out because he's ramming me with his head. I'll talk to you guys on Monday with a new show of Fat to Fit or Else. Have a good weekend. Stay out of the rain.